Michael Ferrito is a fantastic name in the history of the North Melbourne Football Club, 275 games, and he is back at Arden Street, and he's going to be working with their academy. And he joins me this afternoon here on SEN. Michael, welcome.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And just importantly, welcome back to the Roos, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very exciting. I've been out, 3 years. It goes pretty quick, but really excited to accept a role back at the club, and it'll be like old times, but all a bit different, but exciting.
Well, you haven't been there for, as you say, 3 years now, and you would have been around and had some of these conversations prior to taking the job. How different is it around the place?
It's a ruthless industry, the AFL industry and club land. So, there's a big turnover. Obviously, the playing list is probably, in 3 years, I haven't done the exact sums, but the playing list is probably 40 to 50% different. And staff, obviously, with Brad Scott leaving, is completely different. Yeah, so it's, I haven't been in at the club, full time yet, so I haven't got a fair grasp of everything. But it's different. It's a different beast. I think all footy clubs every 12 months are a little bit different. So it'll be interesting to get down there, and it's exciting time. A fresh batch of coaches and sort of reinvigorated the playing list. We saw what they did in the latter half of the year. So plenty of momentum to springboard into the upcoming season.
One of your main briefs is going to be looking after the Next Gen Academy, which is now becoming a pretty big part of footy clubs, isn't it? As they can get access to really talented youngsters and yes, they have to nominate for them at the draft, but be able to bring them up from sort of 14, 15, 16 now.
Yeah, that's right. I guess, it's such a competitive industry and every club is probably looking for that little bit of an advantage. And I guess all clubs see that through sort of the Next Generation Academy, where you can, have access, I guess, to elite talent. And you get, I guess it's a little bit unique because you get your hands on these kids earlier and help their development. It's an exciting little role to help fast track these elite sort of young talent.
When they're young and coming through the system, and particularly at that age, Spud, where they're sort of 15, 16, you obviously don't want to overload them with too much too early, but what are you looking for? Are there certain character traits where you think, okay, this person is going to be at least mentally strong enough to be able to handle it at the top level?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a difficult age. I think it's a while ago now, but we're going through that time, but there's so much going on. And I guess a lot of talent, gets lost during that path. And I guess my role is to not only help them with their football and that sort of stuff, but their life skills and that as well, and keep them on track. In my time coming through juniors, even under 18s, even early days in the AFL system, it's not always the elite talent or the best players that survive sort of thing. It's more of a mentally demanding game these days, more so now than ever. So I guess help them prepare for that as well. If we don't turn them into the gun AFL players, they'll be better people, and we can help them in that way also.
Michael Ferrito joining me here on SEN. So this looks like a pretty cool little role for you. You've got a bit of footy admin, you've got a bit of coaching, you've got a bit of development work as well. So it sort of touches a few different parts of the business, really.
Yeah, exactly. Great personally for my development as well. Where I sort of see myself in the future, I'm not too sure, to be honest, but it'll be great for my development. Like you said, there's a bit of recruiting, a bit of footy operations and coaching too, which I love. It's great for my development. Also, we're looking after the Father-Son Academy, which is, it's been great over the years to see our Father-Son sort of come through. And, also now, as I'm getting older, I've started to sort of play with a lot of these guys and their kids are coming through. So, that's a pretty exciting and, quite a heartfelt sort of moment, for the footy club.
So what have you been doing? For those Kangaroos fans out there, I'm sure they've been keeping tabs on you since you finished up at the club. What have you been doing in the last couple of years from a footy point of view?
Yeah, well, I'm still playing a bit of local footy. Back at my junior club where I first sort of started. And originally it was only going to be, sort of 6 or 7 games. And, next thing you know, you're roped in. But I really enjoyed it. My nephews play there. So And whilst there's no teammates that are still playing, a lot of their sons and from the older players are playing. So, yeah, it's been nice to sort of go back there. Work-wise, working in property. And I've also got two little kids. So, it's been nice to spend a bit more time at home with them and watch them sort of grow up. They're 6 and 3 now. But sort of been itching to get back into footy. And I almost took a role last year, but it wasn't quite the right fit and the right timing with everything. So, the opportunity popped up this year. And, excited to get back there and help in any way I can.
I know you haven't started yet. You don't start for another 3 or 4 weeks. But what have you made of Reece and some of the changes, with the Rawlings brothers coming back and some of the off-field changes? What does it look like, do you think, going forward for North Melbourne?
Oh, look, it's an exciting time, I guess. Brady Rawlings coming back was, a really great signing. He's a, North Melbourne person through and through, but, done great things since, in football since he's left and helped West Coast sort of get to where they are with Simo over there. Jade's, been around football for a long time and speaks volumes. And Reece Shaw just, I've sort of been on the other side of the fence and just seen what everyone else has. But, the boys, they love him, they play for him, and it's an exciting time, I guess, when a young coach comes in and come in and make his mark on the group. But, it's a really good group. They're, a lot of them have coached their own teams. Lee Adams is back as well.
It's an
exciting coaching group, and I'm sure that'll, filter through to the playing list.
I know Kangaroos fans are very excited about what it looks like next year. Spud, all the best, and thanks for joining me this afternoon.
All right, thanks very much.
Michael Ferrito headed back to North Melbourne in a role that's got a couple of different parts to it, but one that I think would be a very, very good one. He's a good man and a very good operator. The